Danny Lairs. Welcome to the jungle.
Had to get the theme music going here. Mr. Trump has decided to call us. How are you, sir?
It's an honor. How are you?
Doing well.
That's my area. I love Fort Lauderdale. I love Palm Beach and West Palm Beach, and that's my area.
How many times a day does Melania call the office each day? Is that pretty much off limits?
Not too much, no. It's never off limits. I'd say usually once. I would think once. Generally speaking, that's an interesting question, actually. I've never thought of that.
Now, do you answer your own cell phone, or you got somebody else doing that for you?
Well, I'm not a big cell phone user. You know, I'm beyond that generation, unfortunately, and I'm not. I mean, I have friends that have 2 and 3 cell phones. It's ridiculous, and I've just never been. I like the hard lines. I like coming to the office, just, you know, who called and calling them back from the office. So I have a cell phone. I very rarely carry it. I'm not a big cell phone user.
Donald Trump, our guest, 97.9 WRMF with Jennifer and Danny. You're a businessman, an author, a TV star. America is absolutely fascinated with you. In fact, Extra even asked for a comment from you when the Pope died.
That's true. Well, they did. They did. The Pope was a good man. I mean, we lost a good one there, but it was time. It was time. But he was excellent.
So my question is, Mr. Trump, would you be fascinated with you?
No, I don't get it. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I work, I guess you call it work, but you know, when you enjoy it, you just sort of have some fun.
Donald Trump, our guest, 97.9 WRMF with Jennifer and Danny. You were talking about buildings. Let's take it towards your neck of the woods in New York City. The Freedom Towers are talking about putting on the site of the World Trade Center. It doesn't seem like anybody in the city is a big fan. You've been very critical about this. Any chance that you'd get involved here and actually reconstruct the World Trade Center?
Well, I think it's a terrible design, the so-called Freedom Tower. The only thing good about it is the name. The design is terrible, absolutely terrible. And, you know, it's really a 60-story building with a skeleton of 40 stories built on top. It's just a steel structure. There's nothing in it. And I think it's just a terrible design, and it's going to go down as one of the worst mistakes. And what I'm doing is recommending strongly that they rebuild the World Trade Center exactly as it was, other than make it stronger from a structural standpoint and one story taller. And this way, we beat the terrorists. You know, the other way, when you build a skeletal building like that, the terrorists win. And, you know, we're going to have to live with that building for hundreds of years, perhaps. And it's just wrong. And, you know, the way you do it, somebody used as an example the Statue of Liberty. If the Statue of Liberty came down, you wouldn't replace it with something else. You'd replace it with the Statue of Liberty. And, you know, the World Trade Center, while it had its detractors, it also now, everybody loves it. Everybody wants to see it come back. And that's what I'm proposing. And it would be the World Trade Center, one story taller and a lot stronger.
Last question for you, Mr. Trump, and you may discuss this on Larry King when you and Melania are there for an hour. Where did you take her on the first date? Did you pick her up at her place? Did you walk up, bring flowers? What happened there?
Well, I actually met her at a party. And I saw her, and as soon as I saw her, I said, wow, I have to really move hot and heavy for that. And I saw her, and it was amazing. And, you know, we just got along great. And the first thing I did was I took her to a restaurant. I took her to Jean Georges and Trump International Hotel and Tower, New York version, on Central Park West.
Did you leave a big tip or no?
I left a very big tip. It was a nice evening, and I said, you know, this is the one, I tell you, this is the one. And she's been just a special person.
Well, it's good to see you happy. It's good to see you successful. It's good to see the people are watching The Apprentice, and it's all wrapping up Thursday night on NBC. And good luck in the fall, because I know you got a full schedule going for there, too, as well.
Well, that's right. We're coming out with a new one in the fall, and the cast was picked, and it's amazing. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And eventually, I'll have to get out of this television business, but as long as the ratings are so good, NBC won't let me. We're having a lot of fun, and congratulations on your good show. Have a good time. Danny Land.